unlikely musical combination of Leipzig, Germany, and Laredo, Texas. The Streets of Laredo, the old song, The Streets of Laredo, rewritten in the style of Johann Sebastian Bach by Bruce Adolph. That's one of his piano puzzlers, and Bruce is here every week with a piano puzzler. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we have a listener on the line who will be joining us to play the piano puzzler and try to guess the tune and the composer whose style you're imitating, Bruce. Ruth Sims from Cedar Crest, New Mexico is joining us. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Fred.
And say hi to Bruce Adolph.
Hello, Bruce.
Hello.
Ruth, did you have music at home when you were growing up?
Oh, well, yes, my dad was a singer, and he was in choir school when I was very young, and so he put me at the piano and helped me find middle C when I was 3 years old, so...
But music is a part of your life.
Yes, it is. I'm a church choir director, so that brings a lot of satisfaction.
Oh, that's great. So music is a big part of your life.
It actually is. I love listening.
Oh, that's great. Well, you're about to listen to a piano puzzler that Bruce has written just for you here, and your job will be to try to name the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating, too. So, Ruth, here's your piano puzzler.
All right.
I feel so relaxed after listening to that. I think my pulse rate dropped quite a bit listening to that piano puzzler. Ruth, any thoughts about either the tune or the composer Bruce was imitating?
Well, I think I might get as far as 20th century, but I didn't get too far on the composer aside from that.
Well, we can come back to the composer
if you
want to talk about the tune.
Okay. Well, I heard a bit here, dee 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 dee, and I think I'm going to need help beyond that. Something like that, yes.
Uh-huh. It is an old American folk song. Now, of course, it's a hit or miss whether you know the song, I suppose.
Right. Perhaps I don't.
So here's the original.
Lovely melody, and I think maybe I don't know it.
That could be. Fred, do you know this?
I'm drawing a blank, too.
Well, you know, I guess I listened to some different folk songs when I was a kid than some people. This is called 900 Miles. I'll be walking down the track, I got tears in my eyes. And I'm 900 miles. Oh, well, trying to read a letter from my home. Sometimes it says I'm 900 miles from my home.
Huh. Uh-huh.
If this train runs me right, I'll be home by Saturday night.
Well, it's a lovely song.
Yeah, it is.
Made me want to sing along with it.
Yeah. Well, that's the tune.
Now, about that composer style.
If I were to say French, would I be in the right territory?
You would be in the absolutely right place.
perhaps Debussy.
Oui, absolument. Parfait. Oh, congratulations. Good. And very good.
Claude Debussy, the great impressionist French composer, his version of the old folk song 900 Miles. Well, not his version.
Thank you, Fred. I take
Bruce
that as a
compliment. Adolph's version of how Claude Debussy might have written that. Now, Bruce, are there specific Claude Debussy techniques or moments in there?
Absolument. There are quite a few. Okay, first of all, they have a lot of parallel intervals, which simply means to take an interval like a major third and move it around regardless of key. Just take it as if it were a fork being moved across a table. There's quite a lot of that. At the opening, I even do it for no reason. It has nothing to do with the tune, to set the mood. And then the tune comes in over some more of these things. And another nice thing, you know, I had fun doing this because I thought if Debussy had looked at the words and he heard, "And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow," that he would set up a lonesome whistle. So I did that. And, you know, I was getting very serious about that for some reason. I even did it twice. Just because I feel like, even though Debussy didn't know the song and it's an American folk song, somehow the imagery, you know, French composers and Debussy in particular were very into musical imagery. So I just decided to translate that little thing.
Well, very nicely done. And Ruth Sims from Cedar Crest, New Mexico, great job. You honed right in on Claude Debussy, the composer whose style Bruce was imitating. Ruth, what's your public radio station?
I listen to KUNM in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Ruth, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next time.
Bye, Fred.